a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the meeting here. I'd like to welcome those that are listening over the internet. Very briefly, I will remind you to turn off your cell phones, turn the sound down on your computers, give the people testifying some respect by not having any disruptions. At this time, I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Harrison.
Here.
Holly.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Novstrup.
Here.
Stolzer.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Willman.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Here.
And Rounds.
Here.
13, 12, 12 and 12. 1 excused.
Willidson's excused today. He may show up late, but he'll... Again, good morning. Just briefly, I would like to remind folks that if you're going to testify today, please sign in at the back. That's something we got to have done. And if you've got anything to distribute, please use the pages. That's what they're here for. They will distribute it to the committee members. With that, we do have two pages here on their very last day serving this session. Would you come up, please, and introduce yourselves? Tell us where you're from.
My name is Taylor Gajkowski. I'm a senior at Siston High School.
I'm Morgan Nelson, and I'm a senior at Canton High School.
Thank you, ladies, for assisting us this year. We start a new batch next week, but these two have been here this first 2 weeks of session. Time's kind of gone fast, I would imagine, but it's been good having you here. At this time, everybody spent time reading those minutes. Representative Kirschman.
Mr. Chairman, on page 4, where it says motion, it should read defer House Bill 1027 instead of 1024. And I just happened to notice, because I thought, well, wait a minute, I thought we had 1024 earlier, and I turned it over, and it says on the next first page, it's amendment House Bill 1027. So I just happened to catch it.
So Representative Kirschman, would you like to make a motion to amend the minutes?
I make a motion to amend the minutes to change it to 1027 on page 4.
Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Schoenbeck. Discussion. I think you discussed that. All in favor of amending the minutes is so proposed. Signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so amended. Now we will vote on, we haven't had a motion yet, but we need approval of the minutes now. Move. Representative Zickman moves to amend the minutes, seconded by to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Kirschman. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. If you remember from last Wednesday, we did have House Bill 1027 moved to the bottom of the line to complete, to get some questions answered, and we were going to try and complete it today. And apparently those questions have been answered. So the chair is going to move House Bill 1027 to the top of the agenda today. Hopefully this will not take us much time. So at this time, the chair is going to ask for some brief proponent testimony to remind us what it is on House Bill 1027. It revises certain provisions regarding the regulation of certain money lending activities. There he is. Good morning, Mr. Afdahl.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Brett Afdahl with the Division of Banking. Just for a refresher, House Bill 1027 deals with our money lending chapter. A couple things that we talked about on Wednesday, making an option for these licensees to use the nationwide mortgage licensing system. And then there were also a couple substantive changes that were discussed. Section 4 dealing with a little bit of an expansion of our the criteria under which we can take certain types of actions against licensees. And then Section 5, I think there were some questions on Wednesday dealing with licenses or loans made by entities that are not licensed in South Dakota and making those loans only collectible to the extent of principal extended. And then Section 6 was the section that was amended by 1027FA. I believe that amendment was adopted. And then the last three sections of the bill deal with the nationwide licensing system. And I will stand by if there's any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Afdahl. Are there any other proponents, anybody else that wants to speak in favor of this bill? Seeing none, are there any opponents to this piece of legislation? Someone who had something they just have to say on it. Okay, hearing none, I'm going to, before we get into comments, are there any questions of the committee on this bill? Seeing none, I'm going to go for committee action or discussion and or action. I'm going to ask Representative Schoenbeck to make some comments.
Well, let me make a move to pass.
Motion do pass amended. From recommended, or excuse me, motion do pass as amended, Representative Schoenbeck.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Wick. Comments on that motion, Representative Schoenbeck.
I still got the weakest wingman in the, in the legislature. I found it very interesting to have an opportunity to talk with the department. I don't have an amendment to it. I don't think there's an amendment necessary. I do think it's important for the legislature to appreciate, and just to have a couple of comments. This chapter that was added in 1998 to the code, you should be aware it's very broad. That definition of who's covered by it, which is anybody in the business of lending, is very broad. It's worth knowing that there are exemptions. All of this ties into one of the substantive changes in the bill is why I'm commenting on them. There are exemptions for certain entities. You can find that on page 3 in section 2 in the second paragraph. But if you're exempt, you still have to register. You're within the chapter. You just don't have to pay the tax or fees. The list is on the web. I just was looking at it. Grant County registered. Webster, my old hometown, registered. Watertown, my city, registered. But I got to bet there's a pile of nonprofits out there that are not registered, and I was looking for some. I didn't see any Mobridge references anywhere on that list. And if you're not registered and you are making loans, you should be aware that you're going to come within one of the new changes we're talking about here. Section 5, which is a limitation on collections, as worded now, just means they don't get their interest, which would be a big surprise to those who use that interest typically in those revolving loan funds to pay for their operating and future loans. So you know, apparently Montana voids the loans. That would be a real surprise to our unregistered nonprofits that make loans under this, that don't realize they're under this chapter if their loans were going to be voided. So I'm convinced that the department is right to not go broader. The Section 6 amendments on the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act are excellent. The concern I had about fraud is covered by another subsection. I've been convinced by the department after reviewing it with them. And so I think the bill is good. I do think that just one last note on this, the discussion that we had about what's going to come in terms of the internet, that's worth being aware of, where this is likely to go. If we make certain changes, say, by initiated measure in the next election, just aware that there'll probably be more people that'll be under this statute, this chapter.
Any further comments on the do pass motion, Representative Zickman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to compliment Representative Schoenbeck for doing this. I think it's good to know that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Further comments on the motion do pass? Seeing none, the motion in front of the committee is do pass on House Bill 1027 as amended. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Stolzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
12 yea, 1 excused.
House Bill 1027 will move to the floor as amended, the do pass recommendation. The chair is going to request this not be placed on the consent calendar. And I do have, he isn't here today, Representative Willardson's already been offered to carry this, and I think he'll get some help by the vice chair on this on the floor. With that, we'll move to the top of our agenda today. The hammer is going to be handed over to the vice chair. I'm losing my voice, so Representative Schoenbeck will now be chairing the hearing on the remaining four bills.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next order of business would be House Bill 1033. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of committee. Hunter Roberts with the Governor's Office. The Governor's Office of Economic Development brought this bill to, I guess, repeal the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. The authority was created in 2005 by the legislature to basically have a billion-dollar bonding authority to go out and build transmission lines or bond for new transmission lines to export energy to markets that need it. That wish or that tool was never utilized. There was never any interest in that tool. I mean, there was interest, but no solid interest. You know, when companies that build these transmission lines are usually well-financed and have good returns. So the demand for the authority was not really there. In lieu of that need, the authority took it upon themselves to create several different reports on South Dakota's power industry. And, you know, one example would be the wind power report. And then followed that with a final thing that was the South Dakota landowner wind power handbook that created kind of a go-to quick resource for potential landowners that had wind developers looking at developing wind energy on their land. So things progressed and there wasn't really a need for the Energy Infrastructure Authority. The market downturn, tax revenues were tight. The authority received no funding in fiscal year 2009. They've accepted that and realized that there's not a need for them. So they've been sitting there in limbo for the past 5+ years. We think it's time now for the Energy Infrastructure Authority to be repealed and taken out of our statutes. There's not a need for them. Since that time, the state of South Dakota is in the process of joining two organized power markets. Both those power markets have robust incentives and processes to build large-scale transmission lines like the authority was meant to do. Once you go through those processes, get your permitting, they're attractive investments that private equity is looking to put their money into. So no real need for the Energy Infrastructure Authority. So we're hoping for your support to sunset that today. I'll be available for questions too. Thanks.
Thank you, Hunter. Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Well, this is John Coskin's bill. If he wasn't down in Wood, he'd be here opposing.
Mr. Chair, as a proponent.
Proponent.
Yes, please. I'm just slow getting up this morning. Thank you. Ed Anderson, South Dakota Rural Electric Association. We've enjoyed a very close working relationship with the governor's office over the years in our attempts to develop wind energy in South Dakota. I think it's been a huge success. The South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority, as Hunter has stated, from our perspective, probably served a purpose initially. We believe, as they do, that there are others in place that can take care of that today. And so we would support House Bill 1033. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents? You were quicker when you were younger.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I won't belabor the point. I was here when the bill was created. Steve Willard and behalf of the South Dakota Electric Utility Companies, we participated in the reports. We helped finance some of the things that have gone to the authority. Wind is kind of a chicken and an egg thing. I think we're all of the conclusion that without transmission, you're not really get much wind. While there are alternatives for wind that Hunter identified, most of those right now are coming along the east side of the state. There's a lot of big things going on. There's some proposed things out by Rapid. There's some stuff going on down by Yankton. But those are all running through MISO. And we've got alternatives other than the energy infrastructure to get the transmission done. So we're very supportive of repealing the thing.
Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? No opponents. Are there any questions from the committee of any of the proponents? Seeing none, let's move to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Zickman.
Mr. Chair, I move approval.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Second by Representative Rounds. Committee discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kirschman.
Not to belabor the point, but this is like radio. You didn't read the title of the bill, so I think for the internet, we should read the title of the bill.
Oh, excuse me. This is House Bill. Yes, I've never been here before. This is House Bill 1033, an act to repeal the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. Now we'll hear from former Senator Koskin, since he knows which bill we're dealing with. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for bringing this bill. This was, as the chair was discussing the origination of this bill, this is one that I fought against back in those years because I didn't see any necessity for it. So I would ask you to approve the bill, and let's move it on down to the floor. Thank you.
The historical context, by the way, is that this was for a nuclear power plant siting within South Dakota over the opposition of the governor. Senator Koskin worked long and hard, apparently, over other opposition to get what never came to fruition. Any other comments? Is there... seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives. Beal?
Aye.
Deutsch?
Aye.
Harrison?
Aye.
Holly?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Stolzer?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Woman?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
We have 12 yeas and one excused.
12 yeas, one excused. The bill passes.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, Representative Rounds.
I would move consent.
Is there second? Representative Zickman. Voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? It'll go on the consent calendar. Next order of business is House Bill 1034 to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes relating to the Wind Energy Competitive Advisory Task Force. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee again. Hunter Roberts with the governor's office, rising in support of this bill. We brought forward this bill. This came under the sights of the governor's red tape review. The Wind Energy Competitive Advisory Task Force, for a little history, was created in 2011. They met that summer several times, came forward with a report that essentially wind energy does need some incentives, but had no firm recommendations that were agreed upon by the commission. After that year, Senate Bill 235 was passed, something many of you will be aware of, and that created some authority at the Governor's Office of Economic Development that allowed for that the Board of Economic Development to provide construction-type incentives or rebates for the sales tax, sales and use tax on those projects. I think that's really helped that side of the equation. So since then, the committee's not met, in my opinion. I think it was one of these things that was put in the legislature the last second, and they just forgot to add that line, sunset it after this report. That being said, I would ask for your support in repealing this task force. Thank you.
Thank you, Hunter. Are there any other proponents? Ed?
Yes.
Are you a proponent? I've hunted with him. He's like that out in the field.
Thank you, Representative Schoenbeck. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Ed Anderson, South Dakota Rural Electric Association. We rise in support of the repeal.
Are there any other proponents?
Steve Willard, South Dakota Electric Utility Companies. Me too.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1034? Seeing no opponents, is there any committee questions for any of the witnesses? Seeing none, any committee Action or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Representative Wick moves do pass. Seconded by Representative Deutsch. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel?
Aye.
Deutsch?
Aye.
Harrison?
Aye.
Holly?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Novstrup?
Aye.
Stoltzer?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Woman?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
12 yeas and 1 excused, Mr. Chairman.
The vote, I meant 12 A's, 1 excused. It's declared passed. Is there any other motion?
Mr. Chair,
Representative Zickman. Move consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Nostrup seconds it. Voice vote. All in favor of putting House Bill 1034 on the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Goes in the consent calendar. Next order of business is House Bill 1037 to revise certain provisions relating to the regulation of public utilities. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow members, or members of the Commerce Committee. This is Christy Fegan from the Public Utilities Commission. House Bill 1037 comes before you for two reasons for your consideration. The first reason is because we need to define person and be more consistent. As you can see in the statute, it talks about limited liability company as being a person, but it's not necessarily in the definition. So you can see on page 3, we have added that. On line 5, we've added limited liability company as a person. The second reason we want your consideration for House Bill 1037 is because, as you can see in Section 2, it's not very clear, because it talks about if you comment, you're an intervener. Well, in a rate case, that is not the case. We have people that make comments, and then people that can apply to be an intervener and gain party status, which needs to be granted or denied by the commission. So there are two different ways you can participate in rate cases, but they're completely different. So we just wanted to clarify that in statute today.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1037? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1037? Mr. Teason, are you getting up to testify? Thank you. Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and action. Any questions for the proponent from any committee members? Seeing none.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stalzer.
Move do pass.
Second by Representative Rounds. Yeah, is there any committee discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll on the motion for do pass on House Bill 1037.
Representative Spiel?
Aye.
Deutsch?
Aye.
Harrison?
Aye.
Holly?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Novstrup?
Aye.
Stoltzer?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Woman?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
12 yeas and 1 excused.
The vote being 12 in favor and 1 excused on the passage of House Bill 1037 is declared passed. Is there any other motion? Representative Stalzer moves consent. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Beal. Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
That will not go on the consent calendar. The next order of business will be House Bill 1038 to revise certain provisions relating to the siting of energy facilities. Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, Chris.
A proponent, I assume.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the Commerce Committee, again, Christy Fegan, we are in front of you on for consideration on House Bill 1038. There are a couple reasons why we're bringing 1038 for your consideration, and it's our energy facility siting law that you're looking at. The first consideration actually is because of transmission lines. You guys have given us the authority to site transmission lines 150 or 115 kV and above, but also you've divided those transmission lines where one of them has a 6-month process and one of them has a maximum of a 1-year process. So from 115 to 250 is 6 months. 250 and above is 1 year. Well, what we see is possibly a 230 kV could be 160 miles, just like the 345 from Ellendale to Big Stone. And it takes time to site that when you have so many different landowners, when it's that length of transmission line. And they really have to go through the same process. They have to go through the same application, the landowners, all of that. So we want to make sure we give ample time to all the parties involved. And that's the first reason for the bill today. The second reason that we are in front of you is because we want to clarify that they have to pay an $8,000 filing fee. As you know, the commission actually receives most of their funds through like a user fee. So when energy companies are in front of us and we have dockets, they're charged for our staff time. So the $8,000 minimum filing fee is part of those expenses, and there is no refund. There hasn't been a refund. We just wanted to clarify that in statute. And those are the two reasons that we're in front of you today on House Bill 1038.
Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion. Commissioner, if you could come back, sure. Let me just kick it off because I know nothing about this field. And when you're talking about the difference between 6 months and 1 year, from when to when? Is that from initial application to completion of the decision or the process? Could you explain to us what that time frame is in reference to?
Correct. The commission accepts an application from an applicant. So, for example, if we would get that December 15th, we have until December 14th to get that done, or some people say by December 15th, we need that done of the following year. So everything has to be done. For example, we have to go have public hearings within 30 days of notice. So like my fellow commissioners were out this week on a siting docket for a public hearing. So there's all sorts of processes we have to do when we site a transmission or a pipeline.
So this will make it 1 year for all of them?
Well, this will make it 1 year. Actually, that's a very good question, because we have left it 6 months, because you don't have to deal with so many landowners, where a transmission, you could be dealing with hundreds of landowners. So this allows the commission to work up to 1 year. We could get it done before that, but up to 1 year of 115 kV and above. Also, we have defined substations in here to make sure we clarify that substations associated with transmission lines are sited at all levels.
Any other committee questions? Representative Nostrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question would, who is bound by this deadline? Is it the PUC that is bound by the deadline?
Correct. The Public Utilities Commission is bound by the one-year deadline. Correct. So okay. We need to have our order out by that before, you know, the one-year time frame. But, you know, the parties need to work, et cetera. So everybody is working. Our staff have party status. And then the applicant, of course, has party status. And then any interveners have party status.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nostrom.
I guess what crosses my mind, in South Dakota, we're all pretty responsible, and we all work fast forward and do things on a responsible time frame. I wonder if there's a need for the law, period, because if the law didn't exist, I would assume the PUC would be very responsible and still would get it done on schedule.
So you'll just get rid of the one-year period and leave us as much time as we want?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nostrom.
I'm just raising the issue as to what your behavior would be if there was no timeline.
Well, I can tell you the three commissioners and the staff that you currently have are very dedicated to timelines and getting things done in an efficient manner, but making sure our consumers, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I should have came through you, that our consumers have the ability to testify and et cetera. This bill, of course, is for commissioners 10, 20, 30 years from now. So we just want to make sure our utilities and our consumers understand the process and that there is a deadline. So I would say I might have some opponents if you delete the statute.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nostrom.
Thank you. And you did answer the question. The concern, I would agree with you, and the current commissioners would not have an issue, but we always have to set it up for the long term. So probably a good bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other committee questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion or action. Is there a motion? Representative Deutsch.
Move to pass.
Is there seconded by Representative Wick. Committee discussion. Is there any discussion on the do-pass motion on House Bill 1038? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Novstrup.
Aye.
Stolzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
12 days and one excused, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The House, the do-pass motion, House Bill 1038, having received 12 ayes and one excused, is declared passed. Is there another motion?
Move consent.
Representative Deutsch moves consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Zickman. Any committee discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? We'll go on the consent calendar. Mr. Chairman, I believe we've completed our work for the day.
Thank you very much, Representative Schoenbeck, for moving these bills quite along. We would still be here had I had the hammer. I've got an announcement to make to our committee here. We've got a Senate bill that was assigned yesterday, and I've got one 27 or 28 section bill that I've been kind of holding on to left. There's been some discussion on a possible amendment on that, so I'm not going to have a hearing on that one until at least Wednesday of next week. That being said, we are scheduled for a meeting on Monday. I said the word scheduled, but many of you drive into Pier after a weekend, and I'm just thinking we're not going to have a meeting Monday morning. We have no other bills, so we will not be having a meeting on Monday morning. If you want to come here and show up in the committee room up here and talk about stuff, you can, but I think you'll be alone. Real quick, I previously had assigned these bills. Commissioner Fegan, if she's paying attention here, 1037, Representative Woolman, you are carrying that one. Make sure you got all the information. 1038, Representative Deutsch, you've got that one.
Yes.
Correct. 1033, Representative Beal, you're responsible on that one. And 1034, Representative Wick, you are responsible for that one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And
we didn't get the wine.
We're not whining yet. We will have some bills coming. I saw a number of them drop today, so we may have a very busy, busy Wednesday. But I think I'm going to give you guys Monday off. We've cleared off 9 bills already, and I'm pretty pleased with that. Are there any comments or discussion regarding the good of the committee? Hearing none, Representative Beal, you have a motion?
I wanted to thank you for canceling the meeting on Monday.
You can't preface your motion with remarks. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
We have a motion, Representative Wick, to adjourn. Second. Seconded by Representative Schoenbeck. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. We'll see you next week, folks.